Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 13 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for September 7. While this seems high, it has to be remembered that PHSD did not report on any cases for the 3 days of the long weekend. The health unit is also reporting there are now 25 active cases being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 18 months ago, there have been 2,307 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,282 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,084 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern. This is an increase of 10 cases since the last testing was reported on Friday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of new cases, PHSD said 11 new cases are reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury, one case in the Rural Sudbury District and one new case in the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of recent cases, PHSD reported there were 8 new cases said to be close contact of a confirmed case, and 5 cases with no known epidemiological link. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 768 total cases, an increase of 8. The next highest group number was 572 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 2. The next highest number was 558 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 2. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 308 cases total, an increase of 1. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 96 cases, no increase. The numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily, as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, 283,297 tests have been performed in the PHSD region, an increase of 1,171 in the past 4 days. With respect to new vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 248,071 total accumulated vaccines in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 113,592 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit webpage has also reported there is still one new active COVID-19 outbreak at Millennium Solutions in Garson. PHSD also listed several recent exposure risks. The details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, as of September 7, there was one patient with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, and that person was in the intensive care unit, ICU, the HSN website said. In addition to this, there were 4 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said one of those patients being tested had been admitted to the ICU at this time. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 564 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 3 new COVID-19 deaths. On Labor Day, Public Health Ontario reported there were 581 new cases and 2 new deaths.